Blog Talk Radio.
Makes a sacrifice so hard. Wow, what a beautiful worship song this morning. Mercy Said No by C.C. Winans. What a beautiful, beautiful, awesome song that the Lord gifted her to sing. Mercy Said No. How many know when the enemy has designed and created something to hinder us and stop us from moving forward in God? Mercy said no. Ha! God is not going to let him take control, because mercy is there, standing at the door, saying, no, not so today. Truly, we bless the Lord on today. We greet you in the matchless, awesome, wonderful, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are listening to Early Sunday Morning Prayer with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and also our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. We thank you this morning. Thank God for Sister Ruby opening up the switchboard on this morning. We want to read into your hearing this morning Psalm 145 in its entirety, and then we're going to pray. We're going to ask God's blessings upon us on this beautiful day in the year of 2013, June 30th. Amen. Psalm 145 says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. This is a Psalm of David. Amen. Verse 7 says, and they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfied the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserve all them that love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Lord God, we come before you this morning. We thanking you once again for your goodness. We thanking you for your mercies. We thanking you for your saving grace on this morning. God, we asking you to go before us this day. We asking you, Lord God, to open up the floodgates of heaven. Oh, God, we're looking for your rain on this morning. Lord, we can't make it without your rain. We can't do nothing without your rain. So we're asking you to rain upon us this morning. Lord, touch our minds this morning. Touch our hearts, Lord God. Touch our lips, Lord God, that we can open them up and give you praise. Oh, God, we bless you for giving us a mind to even get on this broadcast to offer up some praise to your holy name. We thank you for giving us a mind to rise early and seek you. For you said, all that seek you early shall find you. Oh, God, we don't take you lightly this morning. We thank you for being in the land of the living. We thank you for your mercies are renewed every morning. Oh, God, we're asking you to go before us this morning. Let God open up our understanding, God. Give us a clean heart, God. Create in us a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within us this morning, God. Oh, whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God. Oh, God, we repent this morning for anything we said, anything we thought, anything we've spoken out of our mouth to dishonor you, Lord God. We repent this morning. Lord God, we're asking you to forgive us this morning. Forgive us of our sins, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we don't want to sin. We want to be forever before you with gratefulness in our heart. We want to be forever before you with a thankful heart, God. Oh, what a glorious spirit, Lord God. And we bless you, Lord God, for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless you, God, for giving us a mind this morning, God. But you read in the scriptures, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, without you, Lord God, we would fail. Oh, God, help us to do good. Help us to think good. Hallelujah. Help us to keep a sincere praise in our hearts. A praise and thanks to you, God. For we are worthy of nothing good, God. But because you call us worthy, God, we're able to praise you. Because you call us worthy, God, we're able to give you thanks on this morning. We're asking you to continue to bless all of our listeners out in radio land this morning. God, we're asking you to strengthen them this morning. Oh, God, we're asking you to look down upon the Reed family. All over the nation, those that have lost loved ones, God. Oh, but especially, Lord God, we're asking you to send your comforting angels, God. Your angels of comfort to Pastor Edward Hamilton in Los Angeles, California, God. We're asking you to touch him, God. Touch his father, touch his mother, touch his siblings, Lord God. Touch his nieces and nephews, Lord God. And all those that are in the Reed family, hallelujah, that Pastor Hamilton lost his sister on Thursday, God. We're asking you to touch him, Lord God. Comfort them like nobody can but you, God. Lift up their spirits, God. Strengthen them and get encourage them, Lord God, and let them know, God. Hallelujah, that you don't make any mistakes. You are righteous, God. You are just, God. You are merciful, God. You are kind, God. You are loving, God. And we thank you for it this morning, God. Oh, bless all our radio listeners, God. Bless all those that call in each and every day, God. You know who they are, name by name and one by one. Bless our co-hosts this morning, Sister Ruby Larry. Lord, reward us for our diligence, God. We want us for our faith in this, God. We want our Lord God. Hallelujah. For being attentive to your prayers, God. For being attentive to the saints of God, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We give you glory and we give you praise, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to have mercy. mercy upon us today, God. We need your mercy. We need your grace. We need your everlasting arms to continue to protect us, God. Continue to hug us and wrap us in your care, God. Oh, God, we ask you to send your angels to the nursing homes this morning. Send them, Lord God, to the prison wards this morning. Send them to the hospitals this morning. Send them to the homeless shelters this morning. Send them to hearts that are discouraged this morning. Send them to hearts that may be oppressed and depressed and suppressed this morning, God. Oh, God, give them a new mind, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to lift up their voices, God. Help them to lift up their eyes into the hills from which cometh our help, Lord God. Oh, God, we're asking you to remember this nation as a whole this morning. God, touch the president, touch the first lady, touch the first family, Lord God. Remember our troops, God, and the military, all the armed forces, Lord God, remember them. Remember our doctors and our lawyers, God. Oh, remember the nurses and the teachers, Lord God. Remember our policemen, Lord God. Oh, bless those that are in government, God, sitting governments. Oh, God, remember our pastors and our bishops and all of our leaders on this morning, God. Oh, God, give them a mind, God, a mind to continue to feed the flock, God. Feed them with your word, God. Feed them with your understanding, God. Feed them with your knowledge, Lord God. Oh, we're careful, Lord God, to always give you praise. To always give you thanks, hallelujah. We thank you for your wondrous works. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty acts. We thank you, Lord God, for never slumbering or sleeping, Lord God. We thank you for always thinking of us, God. Oh, God, we love you this morning. We love you this morning with a sincere heart, God. Remember my mother this morning, God. Continue to touch her body, God. In the name of Jesus, God, remember my son, God. Remember my sister Danielle, God. Remember all my siblings, Lord God, my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. Remember my niece and her husband, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Remember your people all over the nation, God. Remember Sister Carter, God, as she comes on faithfully on this prayer line, God. Remember her, God. Remember her family, Lord Jesus. Remember Dan, God. Continue to touch her, Lord God. Continue to heal her, God. Hallelujah. Heal her body right now in the name of Jesus. Let your blood, hallelujah, prevail right now, God. Remember Jarvis in a special way, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Remember Evangelist Sharon Phillip. Remember our sister, Lord God. Oh, let's fight it for our life right now, God. You know who she is and you know where she's at, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch her, Lord God. Touch her body. Touch her loved ones, Lord God. Comfort them, Lord God, as they go through, God. Oh, we know you to be a healer, God. We know you to be a God that never fails. Hallelujah, God, that can always do the impossible. A God that can work miracles out and work them, God. A God that is a creator. A God, hallelujah, that created the earth and the heavens, God. A God that created us in his own image, God. We thank you for that this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, for all of those that gave us birthday wishes on yesterday, God. It's only because of you that we're still in the land of the living, God. And we give you glory, we give you thanks, God. Oh, God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, you can go forward. And Sister Carter, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Oh, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. We count it worthy. We count you worthy. We count you worthy, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're the most shy. Anybody want to keep praying? Keep praying. Keep praying. Thank you, Jesus.
Ah,
God, we lift you up, Jesus.
We praise you. We magnify you. You up, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for being so kind, God.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. We bless you.
Thank you.
Thank
we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for waking us up with a new day and a new mind. And you kept us all night long and woke us up to give you glory. It's just an honor that you would call us out to come and lift you up in praise. We love you and we magnify your holy name. We know that we can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, we want more of you and more of you. Hallelujah. We want you to lead. We want you to guide. We want you to guide our path, lead our hearts. Hallelujah. Keep our mindset on the word, on you. Do your will, Lord Jesus. Teach us, Lord Jesus. You say that you will teach us how to walk with it in and out amongst men. You said that you would teach us how to love one another. You said you would teach us how to love ourselves. You said you would teach us how to love our pastors, bishops, ministers, children, saints, each and every one, Lord Jesus. You want us to love. Love, because love is what brought us back to you. Love is when you died on that rugged cross and you said it is finished, that you have redeemed your people back to you. Hallelujah. And you made a way that we can come back and we can worship you, that you we can know you, that you said in your ways, that we acknowledge you in all your ways, that you shall direct our path. You said you couldn't, wouldn't, how to do that, but you said you shall direct our path, and we just thank you for it. Evangelist Bernard has prayed for the bereaved family, for each and every one, but we're praying, Lord Jesus, for the families that you have sent on this broadcast. Hallelujah. We don't know who's going to come on this broadcast that you have designed for your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost and your precious people. We don't know who's going to be on this broadcast that you sent from the north, south, the east, and west, and all not only in the United States, all over the world. And we thank you that you feel us worthy to come forth and teach and preach the gospel to your people, and the word come that they may enlighten us, that they may show us what's inside of us, that we may get in that mirror and see what kind of man we are. Hallelujah. And that once we leave the mirror and you show us, well, is this and that and all this in your heart, that we leave the mirror and we still keep it up and pick it up without repenting and being asking for forgiveness and being delivered from different things that's not pleasing to you. Because you said in this Holy Bible that you know the hearts of man. You made us. You know what we are. You know our the hairs on our head. You know our families. You know our address. You know who you were going to born us to in a family. You know if we're married. You know if we have children. You know our mothers, fathers, grandchildren. You know all of the connections, Lord Jesus. You have done it. And we're so grateful. We just thank you. And we just praise you. We just thank you for food and shelter. Hallelujah, because there's so many out there now that don't have food and shelter. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, that you provide for us. You said to ask you because you know what we stand in need of. And you know, how do you know what we stand in need of? Because you walked this earth. You came down here for 30-something years and you walked this earth. You suffered and you pained and you went and you fasted and you prayed and the enemy was after you. So you know what we stand in need of. And you said it would be a blessing to give us what we need. It would be a blessing to help us to go forth. It would be a blessing for our healing. It would be a blessing for our deliverance. Hallelujah. We got to be delivered. Hallelujah. By your holy word. And we just thank you this morning. We praise you that you love us so much that you say all we have to do is repent when we do something wrong. And you said that you're married to the backslider. Hallelujah. So we don't have to have, well, all we have to do is recognize God, what your word said about living holy, about living righteous, about treating our brothers and sisters right, about loving our brothers and sisters, especially those of the household of faith in your family, Lord Jesus, because you have made this family. You're the head of this family. Hallelujah. And you call them in as you see fit. You call them in to be saved, to be sanctified, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to live a holy life. And then you say, go out and draw them in, the sick, the lame, the hungry, the homeless, each and every one, Lord Jesus. You say, if our work is outside of the building, to go out and command them to come in, because you have a set place at your table. The cross, it's always open there. It's room. I was just going to say, hallelujah. You said in your word that it's always room at the cross for another soul. Hallelujah, for a repenting soul to come back to be in your kingdom. And we love you for it, and we praise you, and we just thank you, because we know by faith that everything that you say, you will do. Hallelujah. You said in your word that you have a set time for us, a set time to lay down, a set time to rise up, a set time to give you glory, a set time to be in the church house, a set time to go forth and love your people, Lord Jesus, a set time to witness, a set time to thank you and praise you, a set time to pray to you, a set time to worship to you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this set time, because when you say it is a set time, it shall come to pass, and it shall come quickly, and it shall not stumble. And we just thank you for it. We thank you for our listeners that you sit on this broadcast, through different ones, through the saints that tell them about the broadcast, or that you touch their heart and you say, go on this broadcast, because I have a rhema word from above for my people. Today is prayer day, so we don't go forth with the word and different things and expound on the gospel at this point, but we're calling out and we're praying, Lord Jesus, this Sunday that you have given us before we go to our work, different worship places, Lord Jesus, that we just give you some glory and we give you praise. We want to go in and worship you. We don't want to have to go there to be primed and pumped up, because once we leave out our house, we're full and we're praising you, Lord Jesus. We're taking the praise and the worship into our center, to our building. We're taking it in. Hallelujah. We're thanking you and praising you. Hallelujah, because you're with us inside. Hallelujah. And we just praise you and give you all the glory. We give you all the praise this morning. It's without you, we could do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Oh, Jesus, once we know you, once we know your will and your way for us, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we want you to continue to keep us on that path of righteousness, of holiness, of joy, of long loving you, hallelujah, of loving our sisters and loving our brothers, hallelujah, and bringing them into the kingdom, Lord Jesus, because you said in your word, if you be lifted up, not me, not Evangelist Bernard, not Brother Mike, not everybody, Don, Sister Don, everybody, Sister Carl, everybody on this line that come on. You said if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. And Lord Jesus, your word, if you said it, it shall be completed. If you said it, it shall be performed. Hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunity that you have gave gifts unto men in your kingdom and in your family. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you allow us to go get your precious people and assign them that we may bring them in to your family and to your kingdom. Lord Jesus, we can't do nothing but thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough today, because you've been so marvelous and so wonderful to your people. When we look around with worries and we look around like things ain't went the way we want in our natural mind, you always got it covered. You said it may not come when we want it, but oh, hallelujah, I'm a witness. It comes right on time. Hallelujah. 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 All we have to do is walk by faith and believe that what you said shall come to pass. And if you whisper in our ear, well, it's coming to pass. If you need such and such, by this time next week, it shall come to pass. And Lord Jesus, your word has never failed us. It's from generation to generation. Your word is forever settled in heaven. You said heaven and earth gonna pass away, but your word shall remain. And Lord, we just thank you. We're living on your word, and we're living by obedience, faith, and love. Hallelujah. And kindness and grace and mercy. And we thank you this morning. I thank you so much because I could have been laying down. You hadn't have to wake me up this morning. I could have been gone on the other side. But you said, no, mercy gonna keep me. Grace gonna keep me because you still got things for us to do in this kingdom, and we praise you, and we give you the glory, and we love you, and we can't say any more, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This is the prayer this morning, to thank you. Thank you, because we know that you're still enlarging our tent. You're enlarging our space. You're going to give us more and more souls and witness and anointing and a gift, hallelujah, to go forth to preach this gospel. You say you go all over the world and preach this gospel to every man, woman, child. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity. You know, we were sin and shame. And you said, I'm going to get my child, just like the prodigal son. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We can't do anything but thank you. I thank you. Because when I think back over my life, hallelujah, if it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God, where would I be? I would have been outside on like the homeless people. I would have lost my mind. All the different things that come up against you in this natural life. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you say you got us covered in all areas. What we have to do is grab that word and keep it in our heart and believe. If Jesus said it, it shall be performed. And we love you and we praise you and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Who else do anybody want to pray? Evangelist is 985-6777. Hello? Evangelist Bernard? Hello? Oh, Lord, I ain't got nothing open. Oh, sorry, I didn't even have it open. 985-6777. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard? Hello? Evangelist Bernard?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I asked, did you hear me? I'm praying. I'll give it back to you. I was looking 985-6777.
Yeah, that may be Sister Kim. She may not be able to say anything. It's been...
Well, praise the Lord.
Okay, she's on.
Okay, Sister Dawn is on, and you and me, that's it.
Okay. Well, we...
Sister Dawn, did you want
to... We just bless the Lord. We just praying. We bless the Lord. I thank that Sister Kim on the line. We just give God glory. We give him praise for the prayer that has gone forward. We thank him for giving us an opportunity to come on this line to fellowship and to give God some praise. He said, where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, that Jesus Christ would be in the midst. So we thank God. Any prayer requests that you may have, just lift them up before the Lord right now. He's right there for you. We've already prayed, and we're going to continue to pray, continue to keep Pastor Hamilton and his family lifted up in prayer. And have a beautiful and blessed day in the house of the Lord. Those of you that are en route and may be on your way to your house of worship. We give God glory to you on today. We love you with the love of God. We'll be back on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a time of reflection. Amen. If Sister Ruby would close us out, would break every chain. We thank God for you. God bless you all.
And Sister Dawn is on. Sister Dawn?
Amen.
Yeah.
We.
She answered.
Amen. Now she's probably getting ready. I invite to church,
no,
so we won't open up the lines for prayer. Amen, Sister Ruby.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to put on like Evangelist Bernard say, break every chain.
Amen. Let this song minister to you. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you. Thank you, Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, we bless you today, God.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, bless you.
There is power. Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on,
thank
declare
you.
It. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
bless you all. Have a beautiful day. Love you all with the love of God.